Good morning, family. I have today's manna for you. And as I was planning this, as I was waiting on the Lord, actually, he brought all of this to my heart and mind because it was prompted out of my petition to him about something that I'm experiencing myself. And I know that as the body of Christ, when one member hurts, it's because they're feeling what other people in the body are feeling. And when if I'm feeling something, that tells me that other people in the body may be feeling it. Okay? Amen? Okay. So today, I want to read to you four verses. And then I'm going to end with prayer. Okay? And then I'm going to give you a little assignment. Quick little assignment. Don't worry. It's something that you're going to do anyway. Okay. The whole message that the Lord was bringing to my heart and mind was forgetting his promises, not remembering the promises of the Lord, because I feel like I'm going through a little part of time in my life right here, a little few days even. I wouldn't want to drag this out. I'm just saying it's just a few days where I'm like, wait a minute, Lord, wait a minute. I know that you promised me something and I'm not seeing it. And I can't even remember everything that you've said. And I know it was good. And I know there were times when I had promises from the Lord and I could see clearly ahead in the future. And I was so joyful because I was just carefree. I saw him taking care of me. And I just sat back and said, okay, Lord, here I am. I just want to worship you because I know you're taking care of all these other things that you've shown me. Well, now I feel like I'm thinking, wait a minute, Lord, what have you shown me? I forget. Will you please remind me? Then I went to the Word. He brought some verses to mind. So I want to show you something that's very important. If you are feeling like you've been given promises, you know there was something good that you've experienced, but right now you're lacking. You're not seeing. You're not feeling. You're not understanding. Okay? And you're like, what's going on? Well, guess what? There's a reason for it, guys. Okay, here's what I'm going to read to you. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Okay, right there, that tells me that if I am not remembering all that the Lord has said to me, that means that I need to press in to the Holy Spirit more. For whatever reason, I've gotten distracted. Maybe it's because of the holidays. I may not be alone in feeling this way, but you know, in all the hustle and bustle of the holiday and the New Year celebrations, we were spending maybe a little less time alone with the Lord because we were spending time with family. And I'll tell you, I need to press in. I need to wait upon him. I need to spend more time with him. So, number one, if you're feeling like you're forgetting some of the things that the Lord has said to you, then the Holy Spirit needs to come back and he needs to be more present in your life like he was at that time, okay? Number two, let me read another verse. Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. That's another reference to forgetting his benefits. This tells me that you can forget his benefits. And this was most likely David who wrote this. Even David forgot the benefits of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 33 and 34. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Okay, guys, if we're at a point in our life when we are feeling like we're forgetting the promises of God, take communion. Take the bread, his word. Now, communion is breaking of bread, and we know that his word is the bread of life. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the bread of life, right? This is basic algebra, guys. Take the bread, his word, break it open, eat it, consume it. So while you're physically taking that communion, get into the word more. Okay, we need to get into the word more. There may have been things in our life that are pulling us away. If we have classes to study for, if you know, if we were distracted by the holiday hustle and bustle, whether there's some other event in our life, family visiting, friends, something else, financial obligations, family obligations, whatever it is, guys, we need to break the bread, break into the bread and eat it, consume his word. And when we do this, he will bring himself to our remembrance. He will bring his promises back into our memory. John 15:26, but when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. Okay, now here again, it goes back to when the Helper comes. And we know as we're walking through life, the Helper is always with us. He never leaves us and never forsakes us. But we know for sure that there are times when we feel his presence, the Shekinah glory, him walking into the room, the anointing that falls upon us, whatever the lingo that we've learned, whatever the way we've learned to try and understand what makes this day and this hour of the day when I know the Holy Spirit's with me feel different than this day and this hour when I know the Holy Spirit's still with me, but yet I feel something more. You know, when that anointing is present, when I say, come Holy Spirit, and bammo, I get the chill from my toes to my hair and back down again. And whenever all of a sudden I start to cry and laugh, and all of a sudden I get drunk in the Holy Spirit, obviously, right? We know from experience that there's a difference. So here, I saw this verse and I said, see, this is what Jesus is saying. When the Helper comes, whom he will send from the Father. So the Helper comes. The Helper comes again. The Helper comes. The Helper never leaves you, never forsakes you. But the Helper comes and comes from Jesus. Jesus sends the Helper to us from the Father. And then that's when he bears witness about him. Once again, if we're bearing witness about the Father, if he is bearing witness about himself to us, within that is inherently the promises that he has given us, because he is in all and through us and in us, and everything that he is, we live, we move, we breathe, we have our being in him. Therefore, that's where the source of our remembrance of our promises are, right? Our peace, our joy, our strength. Okay. Now, because I've said all this and I've proven my case with hardcore evidence from the word, let's pray. Okay, let's pray. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take a moment. I'm going to speak in tongues, not because I'm showing off, not because I am praying for you, because we know in the word that it says when we pray in tongues, we edify this house. We edify ourselves when we pray in tongues. And when we edify ourselves, then that makes us more effective at everything. Okay, so that's why we pray in tongues. Then we pray for others, yes. But right now, I want us all, right now together, when you're hearing this word, begin to pray in tongues with me. Let's edify ourselves right now together. And then I'm going to move into a prayer for us, okay? I am edifying my mind. I am edifying my entire soul, which is my heart and my mind, because I want remembrance of what the Lord has given me. I want to remember those promises. The devil is not going to steal what the Lord has given me. Now, as we end this, I want you to go and pray in tongues alone with the Lord and wait upon him to bring to your remembrance those promises that he's given you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we pray for you to send the Helper now to bear witness about you, to teach us and to bring remembrance of all that you have said to us, all of your benefits, Father, all of your benefits. We will eat of your bread today, your word. We break it, Lord. We break into your word so you can bring remembrance of you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your word. When we're forgetting, Lord, we know that we can go to your word and we can see your truth and we can apply it just as it is written for us. In Jesus' name, we praise you. We thank you. Now, guys, go on and continue to pray in tongues and press in for those promises. Don't let them slide away. Don't let the enemy steal them away. They are yours. They are yours. They are yours. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Bless you all. I love you to pieces.